Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Good morning, campers! Pick up your coffee cup, make a cup of tea, pour yourself a beer. Hair of the dog, it's the Francine Marie Show!
Good morning, thanks for joining us. Are you ready for some mind-blowing information? Meta Marvin, as we call him, Marvin Wilson, is joining us to discuss how we can turn a new leaf in life, right? Start over in the middle of life. How about that? Have you been thinking about new beginnings, new doors opening up for you, new relationships, and access to your heart's desire? Well, if that's the case, keep listening. During the interview, you can log on to metamarvin.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Marvin, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Francine. Happy to be here.
Finally, I got
yes,
you.
Yes, finally is here, right here in the right now.
Right. And I keep saying that I love COVID, but people take it the wrong way. I love this pandemic because it's forced us to slow down and make new relationships, do things differently than we did before. So I don't know about you, but you were probably on track before this pandemic showed up.
Well, yes and no. You know, I mean, Francine, it starts showing sporadically. Like, everybody's like, oh, okay, what is this thing? You know, you always have a choice in life to say, okay, it's here. I must accept it for what it is, based on, you know, what I've been experiencing going on with the world and challenges and just Mother Earth, period. It's just, I can't act in fear. You know, I just really tied my bootstraps up, got busy, started understanding the flexibility of what I had to do as far as via me, my time in business, what I'm doing through the day, my habits, and incorporated more so a new, you know, the same goal, but a different business model. And it really worked very well for me, and it's really working great. You have to bring in some new people with some new skill sets, so that's okay. But COVID has really opened up a lot of doors, made me get into my really creative juices, and so I'm encouraging people to do, you know, the same thing, which is actually, it's great. It's great because what's going on, it's sort of like I've been put out in the forefront to speak on a lot of the stuff that I think people are going to have to adjust to with business and mindset.
Right. I love how you said you can use more of your creative juices, because this is probably the aftermath of COVID after, you know, we got out of the shock of not having toilet paper and things like that, you know?
Right, right.
We were like, Absolutely. Okay, so I can go after my heart's desire, because we were on this hamster wheel for a minute, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Well, I mean, the thing is, you know, Quincy, the thing is, I wanted to show people I went from one limb to another. You know, I'm talking about financial literacy, empowering people to incorporate their business, leverage their business, and their funding when it comes in business. But a lot of those things are really very important in these days and times, definitely even for people that's in our age genre or younger people, really. Because they need to really understand this, because I don't think it's going to get any better. And I think the traditional autopilot life will has totally changed. Like, back in the day, we were, hey, let's be a doctor, lawyer, basketball player. Now we look at it more, you know, with technology-driven stuff. A lot of different other things that's running this world right now that's paying good, whether you're working for someone, but even more so when you own it and working for yourself. So with this step, you know, it's just about being able to be flexible, understand that, you know, you will need capital somewhere, and you're going to need to influence with the right environment. So with me being here and understanding that I was definitely in the Bible Belt, of course, which is great, but we all love going to church. We all love going to these types of platforms, because this is where I was raised and love it. But at the end of the day, it also sends a trend of traditional. And so when it's traditional and your grandma tells you this is the only way to do it, then your mindset, regardless of how much more if the spirit or soul is telling you that this could be right for you, you're going to do it because you feel that you're going against yourself and going against what you were told. So experiencing the flexibility of how life changes, how the economy changes, when the economy changes, the bank changes, people changes, mindset changes, the news changes, So we got to learn how to change as people to be able to win and be victors, not victims.
Right.
So that's where I'm at.
So when you talk about wisdom and you mention the words metaphysical consciousness, when you talk about raising your vibration as a human being so that you can live out this life a little bit better than you did last year, even yesterday, right? So that mindset... Mm-hmm. You have to be around the right people, but we can't erase all the people in our lives. It's like it's almost like we're in the middle of a rock in a hard place or in a pickle. We can't let go of the people that we love, but then they're kind of slowing us down. What do you say to those folks?
Well, I mean, we've all been there. Life throws curveballs. But that's, I think, it's time for people to really understand and identify who they are. A lot of people, I hear a lot of people, rather be on social media, and they're like, who do you think he is? Get off my page, or this is my Facebook page. I want to tell you guys, to be truly honest with you, that's not your page. Because if that was your page, they wouldn't be able to put you in Facebook jail and be able to take you off the page, or you could be coexisting. And Facebook Live or anything, it was your page. So what we got understanding is that when it comes to our job, the things that we're good at, a lot of things that we attach ourselves, sometimes, I'm being honest with you guys, even our name, but that's not who we are. Sometimes you got to peel back the layers to really see that. And I think that's what COVID, and that's what people in these times getting older have to understand, that what we've been trained and what people set us into a more of a self-made prison, if you will. That's who I am, and this is how I do it. And we got to unveil all that information and start understanding that, you know, that's a path. Past due balance, and at the end of the day, it's all paid up now. It's a good time, guys. Let's raise our vibration and our vision of what we know, what we're good at, what we're probably doing for people and doing interactively, doing our lives for free anyway. That's just in our DNA, our spiritual DNA. But those are the things that's going to make you from the little bit of money in the crumbs to making you not so much the money driven. It's just being in rhythm with life and God and the universe, you know, and really people getting to see you who you really see yourself as, because you're loving what you're doing. So you're shining, you're smiling,
right?
You're treating people well, you know, because that's just what we're here to do. And so people start giving ourselves, and I call them spiritual gut punches, or asking ourselves gut punches, like, what am I here for? What am I really supposed to be doing? And a lot of those times, it doesn't show up right away. But usually when we get to 40, 50, some of those, that self, you know, that inventory, doing a little bit of self-inventory, it really comes into play. And I think those are the questions that we really need to start asking ourselves, not so much of how much, you know, much more money can we make, or what places paying more money, or what makes me happy, what's going to make me more compassionate. You know, how can I be able to, you know, really shine in my gift? So what I would really say for this is to move your feet, stay active. If you don't know somebody, if you don't really know a lot about where you want to get to, get around somebody that does. And I say it might sound crazy. I've had to do it 2 times in my life, start pretty much all over again. I had to get around people, and they wouldn't give me anything. I was just getting the information. And to be able to understand and know. And so I did this, or to iron that relationship as either a mentor or a teacher. These things are online now. This is stuff you'd be listening to with your earbuds in your ears, driving. I mean, we've got teachers from all over the place. You don't have to go to physical places anymore. But get the information that you need for you to feel comfortable and start creating that vision into saying, okay, this is where I feel comfortable at, this is what I could do, and start walking in that direction. And people, places, and things, and I'll say it again, people, places, and things are still up for your better good, because what you're seeking is seeking you, you know? So it's always been there, but you just need to be able to get in unison and vibration of, you know, what you're looking at in the mirror, you know? So when it's smiling, when you're smiling, it's smiling back at you, not just because it's in the mirror, because that's really a reflection of who you are. And you can smile and feel bad on the outside, but the inside really knows where you're at. So we get into this autopilot, going into these 9 to 5, nothing to get by loving, hardworking people out there. This is what this country and world are based off of. But I'm talking about the people that's not happy with their 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. Those are the people that I'm talking about. You see what I'm saying? There's a difference. Okay, everybody's not meant to be leaders and running all this stuff and they're doing all this stuff. But I'm talking about the people that's not happy with their lives and what they need to do to go out here and take care of their lives, their family, their kids, and to nurture their mindset on, you know, I want to get outside of my comfort zone and I see myself doing this. So usually between that 30 to 50, you start to see a lot of what I call hybrid-minded people. Hybrid-minded people mean, well, I'm doing this 9 to 5, but I really see my fruit, my low-hanging fruit over here. And the whole thing is where I come into effect, printing, is what I say, well, what's the problem? 9 times out of 10, you already know what they're saying. Well, I don't have the money. Or I don't have the capital. Oh, yes, you do. You do. You're just looking in the wrong places for it. First of all, it starts with you. You're the money. And I got a really nice way of saying that. Money is my own natural energy yield. It's what I say about myself. It's how I look at myself. It's how I talk to you about myself. You understand? And so those triplets, it goes into your bank account. It goes into the first marriage. It goes into those relationships that you're going out to, personally and business. You see what I'm saying? So it really starts with you, your yield that you're putting upon people, places, and things about how valuable you're coming to the marketplace, business place, spiritual place, whatever that identity is for you. And to understand that's where it starts. Once you identify with that, guys, again, people, places, and things will show up. You'll look for, you might be looking for that house or that car or someone that's going to be needing to pay you 6 figures. And it'll show up through a phone call. Or it'll be an indirect connect that you might haven't seen in years. Or it might be something that shows up at your house, you know? Yeah, but don't ask why or don't ask how. Just be in rhythm and be open to receive. So that's the metamorphin part that I open up to people because I let them understand that you're really the magnet of everything that wants to attach itself to you. But your thermostat is where how this thing is going to be hot or cold for you. Meaning hot or cold is it's at that set temperature and it's ready to go. Or it's something that you're going to have to nourish and work on. And I'm going to have to go to Francine and learn how to talk and get more polished in this. Whatever you need to do, be ready to do it. And then that's the thing of what I dropped in right. Well, I did it 3 years ago in acceptance and believing where I knew I was due, but it really set tone of who am I? If I'm teaching these people this, and this COVID thing, I see it, but I'm not going to accept it as being a part of my life. Now, I know that sounds crazy, and I'm not trying to tell anybody to be go out here and be unhealthy and sort of regulate, hey, you know, I can't get sick. But it's one thing that I've always learned here. A spiritual mentor, metaphysical spiritual mentor told me, it's more limitation. It's one thing when you believe something, that's when you make it real for everybody else. It's like when you believe in yourself. Don't you notice that's when people start believing in you? But they go for people, places, and things. That really needs to, again, that goes back to, well, wow, I didn't know I was that powerful. You know, there's a lot of things out here that's really, that we need to really start identifying, and it all starts with us, mindset, ingenuity. A lot of people have a good, greater discernment that they really probably not even understanding that they have. And just like all the underground hustle, man, going out there, going and get it, knowing what you want. And don't change your mind. You get anything, though, if you don't change your mind. And that's a fact, you know. And you're going to take some hits. But at the end of the day, that's your journey, right? Or what they call testimony, right?
Exactly. Well,
that's where I'm at with it. Right.
I love it. Guess who's giving us a check up from the neck up? It's Meta Marvin joining us this morning. You can go right now. Log on to MetaMarvin.com, MetaMarvin.com. So you're so full of this knowledge and good energy, right? You know, when you meet somebody with good energy and you're like, oh, I got to be like a magnet to them. But imagine if everybody had that energy. I know everybody's not going to have it, But imagine if all of us had some positive energy and we threw it out in the universe and we shared it with others. Wow. Right?
Yeah, right. That would be amazing. We call it group or collective consciousness. Like, if we get good news, like, hey, we got three beautiful, nice, sunny days coming in for this past Labor Day weekend. We've all been ecstatic and happy and ready for that, right?
Right.
But what if they would have told us that we're looking for the next hurricane to come through that might even get into the inner part of North Carolina? I mean, we would have been scared and ready to head for the hills, right? So it's up to your decision on what you bring in, what you make relative, and what you make real for yourself. And again, information is information, but, you know, again, we have to bring the level of love instead of fear. And even if you're, you know, the responsible person to say, okay, guys, being more of an encourager or more of not a follow-along or someone that's going to say, yes, you know, hey, you know, let's go get the solar tissue. Let's go get this. Well, you know, I'm going to go. I'm going to get it. I understand that. I'm not going to go against what our governments are telling us. And I'm, you know, often, you know, have people that, you know, keep to tap in, quote unquote. But I think I'm going to do a little bit and sort of see how this thing goes. I'm not going to get too far, you know, hilarious, crazy, out of my mind, thinking the world's going over. And just stay balanced with it. And I think you'll really hear some encouraging words coming here from yourself and getting quiet, because there's a lot of distractions out here, guys. And everything is after your mind. Every billboard, every TV station, everything is after your mind. And they're wanting you to see it their way. We really need to see it your way, you know?
Look at you telling our secrets. That's our secrets in broadcasting. We like to program people.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring that one. Yeah, well, because you know what, Christian, but you're doing good stuff. You're doing the good work, and, you know, and that's nothing wrong, because I get programmed too, but I have to get programmed into something that's going to open up doors for me and bring me, you know, those unconditional love relationships and, you know, great benefits of knowing and understanding my value and helping me, you know, design my future. And, you know, just like yourself, you do a lot of work, of course, in media broadcasting, but you do a lot of things that people don't know about. And, you know, that's just what we got to do as people, is just to, you know, work by design and not just be on autopilot saying this is what we're supposed to do. And I think that's just a new level of business, money, and the way things are, you know, being done. And everybody now is more about the brand, who stands behind the brand, how does it feel to you? And I think that's what everybody's going to be more attracted to now, you know. Can I be relatable to this person? That's where I feel like that's where people are missing. Yeah, I guess that's where the rubber hits the road when it comes into new mindset, this new level of acceptance is what I'm calling it. It's not a new age and time. It's a new level of acceptance.
Right. So I could keep you here all day. So I've only got 5 more minutes with you, but I wanted you to address the self-saboteur. We all have one. We came equipped with one. But I think we learned behavior, right? We learned to have this self-saboteur, because as women, we look in the mirror and go, oh, how do I look? Do I look fat? You know, we always want to judge ourselves before we leave the house. And then that's the thing that we have in our head all day. So how can we start off to be more positive? Because then that will attract what we want. So every word that you utter out of your mouth, every thought that you think, I'm not sure, it has to be positive, but it better be somewhere on a higher level.
Yeah. I mean, you know, everybody, you know, has to deal with this at a certain part of time. Nobody can be positive all the time. But I always tell people your gauge or your barometer is your feeling. Always ask yourself, how am I feeling right now? And it'll never lie to you, because you cannot be feeling positive and, you know, and have some type of negative emotion or vice versa, be negative and feeling good. So your feelings is what always telling you what you're thinking and what you're putting out for the universe. So always use that. I don't want to get too far out, but that's just a bar none way. It's just understanding where you're at this time. And then you do the preventive maintenance of your reason for cooking, doing whatever you need to do to get you in that mindset and get you start being the universe is for you and not against you. Then that's one piece of not being self-sabotaged. Because we're getting those things. They're going to come. And we just got to know how to react when they do come. Okay. Second of all, understanding that you are here to do something, and I think that once people start understanding that, you know, you came here with a plan inside of you, you came here with a book inside of you, you came here already established, and what people are understanding is not so much even when a baby is born, it's not so much of crying from was being a baby and being naive and sympathetic to what's going on. It's almost about where it came from and accepting what it is now. So what we got to do is accept what's going on, and until a baby understands that that's hot, that's cold, he's white, he's black, that's good, that's bad. We're really just more of a, you know, a empty, you know, bowl of just nourished, esoteric, angelic type beings, because where do we come from? Well, we were shot from the mind of God, guys. That's where we come from. You see what I'm saying? So we flew into this thing, and I believe that by design, I know I chose my parents. I know I did. I know I was interconnected with them, you know? I know I have a spiritual family outside of my family that sometimes treated me better than my whole family has by blood. So how big are we, guys? You know, if this was something sought out for a purpose or for something to come out of us so big, and how can it not be that big? Because look where you came from. You see what I'm saying? So we're all by design going through this pandemic. But is that pandemic bigger than you? It's not. So be flexible, wear your mask, and understand you're here to do something. By all means, make it happen. Be that manifestor. And just don't be this meat suit walking around on autopilot, going into buildings and going into meetings and closing your mouth and not speaking boldly what you want to see and what you need to happen for via you or for the greater plan, guys. We need some leaders. We need some avatars. And we need people to start singing that universal song, universe, one verse, your song, your life, in rhythm. And everybody will start singing it with you. You got to know it first. That's the kind of people I want to work with. You got to be quiet to hear that voice. I've really appreciated the opportunity to speak with you this morning.
What is the best book that you have opened up in your life? What is it? And I swear I'm going to let you go.
I think it's probably the most profound book that I've ever read to change my life. It's actually two, but I'm going to make it easy. It really was, I would say, The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. But right now, I would say The Spiritual Economics by Eric Butterworth. Spiritual Economics.
I love The Secret too, but I'll have to pick up that other one. Thank you so much. Okay, we've been talking to Meta Marvin. You can go right now to metamarvin.com. Thank you, Marvin.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Francine Marie Show. We're popping out for a quick cup of tea, but we'll be right back.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on The Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.